I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.
Somehow, some way, we got into this conversation about like the best, you know, brother duos.
We're talking about LeBron and his record.
And it went to Giannis somehow guarding him on Thursday to stop him from scoring. And then it went to Thanasis because he's such a great cheerleader. And then it got into how you sometimes great players have a brother and he's just in the league. And then you took, you know, shots at
Marcus.
At Marcus Ogden, because Jonathan Ogden was your teammate, and you're like, "Yeah, it's Marcus."
Marcus was my teammate too.
Oh, that's right. He was a Raven. That's right.
they signed him just because.
Does Aaron Rodgers have a brother that plays football?
Right, and if he does, then he did a bad job. Like, he did a bad job. Like, the Mannings did that, but we forget that Cooper was the best.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But now he's the star on the
commercials
with JB Smooth.
Mm-hmm.
He's a star, and his son is better.
Cooper's my favorite, Archie.
And his son is better.
Cooper's my favorite. Yo.
His son's one in Tennessee.
Arch Manning.
Yeah.
Right? The kid?
Oh, man. And he buttering up to it because he couldn't give his dad the legacy of being a great football player in the NFL. He gave his son his name.
It's all right.
He gave him Pop name.
It's all right.
He's like, I should be your favorite.
He'll be the best of them all.
Wait a damn minute. I started this barbecue. This the thanks I get?
I want you to hear, before we get back to the calls, I want you to hear Jason Kidd, the head coach of the Mavs, as Kyrie Irving arrived yesterday. So the trade was official yesterday. They ended up not adding a third team and all that other stuff. So it's just going to be Kyrie and Markieff Morris, and you have Dinwiddie going to the Nets, along with Dorian Finney-Smith, draft picks, the whole thing. So here's Kidd, who has known Kyrie a long time now.
Yeah,
who kind of did the same thing when he left the Nets, and it was the same deal. He went to Dallas. He ended up winning a championship there. You know, he had just run his course there. But obviously a lot different because everybody in Brooklyn is like, exhale today. Like, he's gone. Is he gone? Is
yeah.
it? Well, like, when it you said the trade day. Wasn't official yet, you had people like, damn,
yeah,
we're never getting rid of him. But the trade is official, so now they can exhale in Brooklyn. And here's Kidd now talking about his mission, which other coaches have tried and failed, is to get Kyrie locked, loaded, and ready to win.
It's easy to look at all the talk of the negative, but let's look at the positive and what you know, he's done on and off the court, and that's the way we're approaching it. We have a relationship. He's all about basketball. He wants to win, and he wants to be coached. And this is, you know, a great opportunity for me to have someone like this to help to split my time between those two and the rest of the team. It's a great challenge, and it should be fun.
Should be. We'll see.
Yeah, now, a lot of people thought it should be fun. Oh, coaching Kevin Durant, James Harden.
Steve Nash thought it'd be fun.
Should be fun. Should be great. Yeah, right. I'll do it.
Right. Brad Stevens thought it'd be fun.
Yeah, Steve Nash somewhere in therapy right now.
They broke me, man. They broke me.
I'm telling you, though, if anybody can do it short term, it's Kidd. It's them. They feel like they've got enough of a structure there to handle it. It's a matter now of making sure Luka also can buy in on this thing and they can turn it into something. They have to catch lightning in a bottle and get it done right now.
My ball. They both going to be standing, but somebody taking the ball. Like, hey.
No, you know how it goes in the beginning.
My ball.
Everybody's nice to each
other. Defer to everybody.
It's all cool.
You the captain now.
And then you realize after you lose a couple of games, where you're just like, well, man, somebody's got to take over here. Who's it going to be?
Yeah, I got to take the last
and
shot.
And then that's when you really see the relationship and if it can develop into something. Another interesting take. Now we go to football. Here's Sean Payton, the new coach of the Denver Broncos, Bart. And we remember it was on our show.
Yeah,
we were
Chad
national.
Brown. Chad Brown.
We had Chad Brown on, and we were talking to him out of Denver, and we were talking to him about, you know, what's going on with Russ there. And he said, it casually. Well, Russ has his own office in the facility.
Coach, yeah.
He also has his own personal coaches that only work with him, including a passing coordinator or a quarterback, something like that.
Yeah.
And we were like, what?
What do you think he is, Zach Wilson? I know he's a Wilson. You couldn't think he's Zach believe Wilson? This he was bring true. Beck?
So Sean Payton was asked about this situation in Denver and would it continue.
Russell Wilson had a personal coach, Jake Heaps, in the building with access who wasn't on the staff.
Yeah, I'm not too familiar with that.
How do you feel about players having their own people off the staff in the building access to players?
Yeah, that's foreign to me. That's not going to take place here. I mean, I'm unfamiliar with it, but our staff will be here, our players will be here, and that'll be it.
It's not going
to
happen.
But the thing is, he didn't toe the line. Usually people are like, they'll defer. Like, nah.
Well, he started to, and then he made it clear that ain't happening.
He's like,
when he began, well, that's news to me. I don't know anything about it.
No, but he had one. We're letting you know that we confirmed that he had one. Yeah, not on my watch.
Yeah.
That's letting him know I'm in charge.
Mm-hmm.
Look at me. Look at me in my eye.
I'm the captain now.
Hey, you got the juice now.
So that I'm still going to watch that situation there in Denver and just see how that all goes. So, again,
Can't wait to see CeCe go to social media. It's wrong. He bitched my baby.
Well, you see also
My goodies.
Ja Morant's mad because we never got to talk about this. The
laser thing?
The red dot. They were putting red dots on Pacer players after this game. Man, the Grizzlies are taking the 90s thing to a whole new level. Like, it's one thing that they talk smack and they get physical. They don't mind fighting people.
You think Isaiah?
They start up with Shannon Sharp. They get into it with him. Dylan Brooks is did he kick or punch Donovan Mitchell?
Punched him in his nunu.
Yeah, he punched him, right? He threw his hand up in the air as if like flailing, got him right in the doorbell, right?
Yeah.
That started a fight.
Ding dong.
They talk so much trash. They were doing it to the Warriors. Remember that? Where Clay had to like start sunning them?
We got real estate in your head.
Yeah, exactly. So, but then this report comes out. For anybody who hadn't heard it, apparently there were members of, I guess, friends of Ja Morant and other players who were sitting near the Pacers bench, and they were trash-talking them all game, so it got ugly. After the game, apparently, as the Pacers, because, you know, friends of the family are allowed backstage.
Yeah.
The Pacers are going to their bus, and they were noticing red dots, lasers, on them. And so, of course, security, you know, complained about it. There was an investigation done, and there was no proof that the lasers were attached to any type of weapon.
But they confirmed that there were lasers. Probably can look at the film.
Yeah.
Look at the security footage.
So they banned these guys for a year.
Mm-hmm.
And instead of Ja just like letting it go, he goes to social media complaining about how they got my cousin or whatever it was suspended for a year. Like, man, I mean, like, maybe just tell your cousin don't act up like this.
Who had lasers, whether it was a gun or not?
You shouldn't have a laser in an NBA game, by the way. That's also illegal. If you're pointing at players, you shouldn't be doing that.
Yeah,
you can, so why have a laser to begin with?
That. So you can go blind with that. Somebody shoots you in the eye with it.
Like, what is going on, man?
Yeah.
Like, it's just these stories are wild. They really are.
Like, bro, I got goons for stuff like that.
Well, no, that.
Like, you want me to go back BMF style, straight
but
Detroit.
But see, that's also where things have changed.
You playing me for stuff like that, whether it was real or not. Don't make me.
But that's where things have changed.
Yeah, you don't want me to make that real call because it'd get real life.
Oh, yeah.
Get real life around here.
Yeah.
People don't play about.
It's
you know
a hard pipe hitting. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Let me call, go do some medieval stuff on you. I'm pretty far but from
back,
all right.
See, when you think about that whole idea of the toughness era of the basketball. Those guys fought on the court.
Right.
They fought each other.
Yeah.
Then it got into this place where it's my boys and your boys and all that stuff, which happened a lot behind the scenes in the late 90s and then the early 2000s. That whole entourage thing started happening. And that's when the league, like David Stern was really worried about that.
Yeah.
Because there were some affiliations going on that were a little uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Like that never went away. So players aren't handling their own business anymore. Like in the old, like Barkley. Obviously, Oakley. Like you had players
Who was that? Who had personal security guard? Was it Kevin Durant that stepped out and he like, yo, he worked for him. He don't even work for the team, but he sits on the team bus. Remember who was that? A couple of years ago, it was in the playoffs, and somebody said something, and his personal security stepped up. It might have been Kevin Durant when he was with Golden State. Nobody remembers that.
No,
like it was an altercation. Yeah, it was an altercation. He has a private.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Wasn't that on the court?
Yeah. And it got on court. Yeah. He stood up like, yo, who is this dude? He don't work for the team.
Yeah.
But he sits
That's
on
right.
the bench.
He got into
his
it.
Personal.
Was it PJ Tucker?
Guard.
It was Durant and PJ Tucker getting into it, and Durant's bodyguard.
Yeah, that's right.
Like, yo,
funny thing is that they're friends.
You run up, you get done up, son.
I'm telling you, it's just completely changed. But that's just a wild story. 800-919-3776. And then, of course, like I mentioned last night, the Garden was, to me, like, that was a fun game. And it really woke up when Jacob Trouba laid that hit on Kadri. And that was one of those, you know, you're getting a little too comfortable in this game now. It's a wide-open game. Guys like to skate. You can't really do the things you used to be able to do to, you know, to be physical in this game. And it's a much faster game. But still, you put your head down for a moment, you're on the train tracks, baby. And Trouba's old school drills him. I mean, helmet, Bart, his helmet popped off. Have you seen it yet? I need you to Google
it. I haven't.
Because I'd love to see your reaction to this hit. Because, like, this is the kind of thing you love.
Was it a blind side? Did he see him coming?
No. He didn't see him coming because he put his head down. But he knew Trouba was there. And Trouba just, at the right time, stepped up, shoulder into the solar plexus. I mean, buries him. But I've never seen a helmet pop off a dude's head when he gets hit like that.
Like a Paz dispenser.
So that was exciting. And it led to then an atmosphere in the building. The Flames got mad. So now you had two teams that just suddenly, there was no relationship. And now all of a sudden we got beef.
Is it almost like Red Wings in Colorado?
It was getting there.
Can it get there?
It was getting there.
I love those type of rivals.
Calgary's a Western team, so you don't see them a lot, right? They only come once a year. But the point is that it led to, this is the first game after the break, it led to an emotional finish. And as I mentioned, the finish in OT, the building explodes. Now, I need you to hear our boy Don LaGreca on the call as Lafreniere wins the game for the Rangers.
Here comes Lafreniere skating with Zibanejad. Lafreniere feathers to Zibanejad and a save by Markstrom. Lafreniere, wide open net, score!
Finally!
Markstrom made the save on Zibanejad, leaving it wide open for Alexei Lafreniere. And the Rangers win it 5-4.
Now, I mean, that's Pete Stemkowski. He's a wonderful human being. I mean, Bart, if you and I ever call a game together and you do that.
Well, he stepped on him?
I'll rip the mic right out. I'll rip the plug.
He stepped on him?
I mean, he's in the midst of that's a call where you can hear all the emotion. He's got his voice just growling. Like, that's a hell of a call.
On fire.
And then I got to hear, finally. Like, finally?
The play was a save.
Then he comes back to get it. He's got to recover. You got two defensemen diving one way. The goalie's diving, and he puts it in just in time. Like, he buries the puck just before everybody can get in the way. And it's a great moment. The building's going nuts, and I got to hear, finally.
He wanted some shine too, man. Like, yo, you can't get all the shine. Leave some air for me, buddy.
No, man. Lafreniere has it's a great effort play. And that's just, if you ever did that to me, I'm telling you, we'd have problems.
Lafreniere.
Cool.
800-919-3776.
Cool beans.
I love Don's calls in moments like that. He's just got one of those epic voices that are built for plays like that. That's all you got for me there? You don't want to give him any love at all?
But you told me, I didn't want to step on your spot.
Well, I laid out so you could react. That works.
You're giving him his flowers. And meh.
And you're just going, meh?
Yeah.
How dare you?
No, Don Juan is a gangster. You know what I'm saying? You can hear the pain in his voice from all the heartbreak that he's had.
Remember
Five Heartbeats where he was like, Duck is going to be a great writer once he experiences some pain.
Pain, right.
It's like, I like to thank my brother and my sister for making that come true. And my brother and my fiance.
That's right. Not the sister. 800-919-3776. The Kelce brothers are in the Super Bowl. And somehow, some way, we got into a conversation about the top brother duos in sports. Let's continue with the calls. Antoine in Jersey, what do you got?
Alan, Bart, Green Salutation. Thanks for taking the call.
You got it.
I'm surprised you guys forgot. The NHL had the All-Star weekend, bringing in Matthew Tkachuk.
Yep.
That
was cool what they did. They did the beach thing. That was awesome. Like that.
Exactly. I'm going to stick with the hockey theme. The Subban brothers, PK, who just retired, and his brothers, Malcolm and Jordan. You have the Stahl brothers, of course, Mark, Eric, and
that's
Jordan.
Right.
And I think there's a fourth brother.
Yep.
The Hughes brothers, Jack and Quentin.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, Alan, says, I know you played basketball. You're a big basketball fan. Do you remember the name? Does the name Popeye Jones ring the bell?
Well, his son Seth.
Exactly, his son.
6'12 on his skates.
It's crazy. Like, you think about it. Popeye, like, didn't really know much about hockey. But because he was living, and thanks for the call, Antoine, because he was playing for the Nuggets.
Yeah.
Or coaching, one or the other. It was in Denver, and there's hockey, and he went to Avalanche game, and he got into it. He didn't know what to do, so he just signs him up for hockey. He gets him playing.
Yeah.
And
Son was like the second pick overall, right? It's something like, what, 5 years ago?
No, it was a high draft pick a bunch of years ago. He's an all-star.
I know he's like 6'8".
Yeah. But he – who was it? It was Joe Sakic was the star of the Avalanche.
Mm-hmm.
So Popeye Jones just went to him like, you know, can you help me out with my kid?
Yeah.
Next thing you know – turns into, like, it's amazing. It's a cool story. Herb in Bloomfield. Go ahead, Herb.
Hey, Bart. Hey, Han. Alan, how you guys doing?
Good.
Good, good. My brothers, let's see, the human highlight film, Dominique Wilkins mm-hmm. and his little brother, Gerald.
Gerald, all right. I don't consider Gerald a bum brother, though.
So
Gerald's not a bum. He was good.
Gerald was all right.
Wait a minute. Wait. We're all saying that Gerald was a bum? Don't say that about Doug Fresh.
So if you say that Dominique is like the human highlight reel, what is he? Like a...
he's a commercial.
He's a commercial. Yeah, he's a Ginsu knife commercial.
He's a filmographer.
Human highlight film infomercial. Man, he was good. He had some pretty good dogs too. Mike in Mendham. Go ahead, Mike.
Oh, that's my hood.
Yeah, so I advocate for you to have a little more Isaac Hayes doing some hockey
in the chef voice.
Yeah. Talking about that, sticking with the hockey theme.
Yep.
The most iconic sports moment in the past probably four decades, 1980 team, amateur team that beat a professional team.
Miracle on Ice.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Neil and Aaron Broughton.
Wasn't Neil the only one on the team?
No, they were both on the same team.
They were both on the team?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Then went on to pro with
Neil Broughton was a great hockey, great NHL player. I did not know that they were both on the team, Mike. That's one I have to look up. That's a pretty good one.
Are they beating the Steiner brothers?
Kevin and Monroe, go ahead, Kevin.
Rick and Scott.
I got two of them. One is I would hate to be the third ball brother. That's got to be really bad.
LaMelo.
No, the third one. First of all, third ball D'Angelo. Brother is one. Definitely not the label you want to have. Third ball brother.
Well, but listen, what about the first? What about the?
I would not want to be known as. Oh, you're the third ball brother. Like that. Don't say it like that. Yeah, put an emphasis on ball.
Yeah, I'm the uniball.
Like
you're that extra one nobody wanted.
Phrasing.
And then Hall of Shame brothers. I think the best one of all time would be the Iron Man. And the brother that he had that
Billy.
Only got famous because he wrote an obscenity on a baseball bat and a baseball card. Billy Ripken and Cal Ripken.
Billy Ripken and Cal.
He works for MLB Network, don't he?
Billy Ripken?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I thought he did.
I like the Ripken one, though. That's actually good. Yeah, we forget about Billy Ripken. Isaiah on the BQE probably sitting there doing nothing, like avoiding potholes. Give us one that we didn't mention yet, Isaiah.
What's going on, guys? First time, long time. You didn't mention Vitaly and Vladimir Klitschko.
True. You know who did? Bruce Beck from NBC was sending me a text. That was one he mentioned as well. Klitschko's a great brother tandem.
Well, Vitaly, yeah. I mean, you talk about he should have beat Lennox Lewis. Vitaly is now the mayor of Ukraine, a city in Ukraine.
That's right.
Yep.
He actually literally took arms
in
this whole thing as well. Joey in Staten Island. What's up, Joe?
Hey, how you doing?
All right.
Bart, I want to say, when you had that wing place in Staten Island, Forest Avenue, remember you were visiting?
Yeah. That was the night Alan Hart got broke.
This guy was the greatest guy. He was so cordial and everything to everybody.
He's the best.
He signed my jersey. Remember I said I had that gray Applejack? And you said, I had one in Detroit. And then he just kept talking to everybody. He was really good.
Didn't I buy shots? I got everybody drunk. So if you got a ticket that night, don't send it to me.
Shot. Now, what night was this that you said I got my heart broken?
I think that's the night when Zion.
That was draft night?
Yeah.
You guys hosted a show there or something?
Yeah.
Man, they had you come out to do an NBA draft show.
Was there.
Yeah, it was the Zion night. It was the night y'all got R.J. Barrett. Congratulations.
Oh, Carlin was there.
Congratulations.
Carlin was there eating a cheeseburger while he was talking to everybody.
I played ping pong for, I think, 85 minutes.
Yeah, I tell you what, Joey, we don't like talking about those days.
The ex.
No. I got 4 points. The Alou brothers.
Mm-hmm.
And
Alou, yeah.
Who's the other one? The Molinas.
Oh yeah.
The Molinas were good, and I think did Bernard King have a brother?
Yes, Albert. Yes.
Right. Him and
Albert played for the Nets.
Yeah, you can tell.
What about Rick Barry? Did he have one?
Oh yeah. Yeah, they were. Well, actually, no. He had sons. That
Rick and John.
He had his sons.
Yeah, John Barry.
He had
played for the Pistons.
Yeah, they had three boys, I believe.
Won a dunk contest.
Yeah,
dunk from the free throw line with a warm up.
There was Brett or Brett Barry
and Rick.
There was John, and there was I think Scooter.
Yeah, they all played for the Pistons. Well, instead of Scooter.
Thank you, Joe. Yeah, appreciate it, man. It's been fun.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.
So we were talking about this earlier in the show. I just wanted to bring it back. Because my fear, my concern, which it always is, it's my pessimism as a Jets fan, is that we'll hear all this talk about Aaron Rodgers becoming a Jet and how it would be a perfect scenario, how it could work, and the young players and the defense is ready to win and it's New York, blah, blah, blah. But then all I see is momentum of him and the Raiders. And yes, it did start with Davante Adams. And you know, there was a lot of that was going on at the Pro Bowl weekend. And there's also him at Pebble Beach when he won the Pro-Am playing up to the crowd about, you know, a lot of fans telling me to go to the Raiders. Now, I know they were in California, and there's a lot of Raiders fans in Southern California.
Right.
But he's still playing that up. I've never once heard him make reference to the Jets aside from being asked directly about them on Pat McAfee's show.
Right. And he didn't seem like he dismissed it.
Oh, no. He was complimentary, especially of Nathaniel Hackett, no doubt about that. But Vegas right now has the odds, which it's amazing they put this stuff out, but it is next team odds. And Vegas has the Raiders as the odds-on favorite. They have got them right now at -450. And the Jets...
How often does the favorite every win actually get it?
Are at +250. And so the Jets are second best odds, but still, it just to me feels like this is going to end up with he going out there because it's what he wants. And your response to me was, doesn't matter what he wants, it's what the Packers can get, the best offer they can get. And you told me the Jets are in the position to make the best offer. And I know that the owner has made this an edict. This is Woody Johnson wants this to happen.
He's involved.
So I'm going to ask you this. Is there a price that's too high?
Not really.
No.
No, because, I mean, I think you can make a better offer. You just, if you got to put players in it, you got a bunch of young players, right? I don't think they really have the players. What are they going to do, give up Darren Waller? He's the reason why Aaron Rodgers would want to go there.
Probably, yeah. One of them.
So, I mean, I don't know what the I don't know what their salary cap is, but they spent a lot of money. They spent a lot of money last year. Paid Max Crosby. They paid Chandler Jones to come in. They got to pay Josh Jacobs. They got a horrible offensive line, so they got to be active out there.
Yeah, their offensive line is bad, and that's a problem.
Yeah, I mean, And, you know, so if you're Aaron Rodgers, like, yeah, it sounds good being there with all those luxuries. But, man, New York's not a bad place to be winning in. I would argue that it's the best place to be winning in. Not one of the worst places to lose in.
And I'll find more negatives. Cold weather.
Listen.
Northeast.
Okay.
Belichick, Josh Allen. Like, there's
Patrick
a lot of
Mahomes,
reasons to say, I don't want to be over
who
here.
Who are you afraid of more? Patrick
well, I don't
Mahomes
think he's afraid of anyone.
Reed.
But for comfort, playing in Allegiant, which is a beautiful, brand new dome stadium, climate controlled. You know, old people like me,
this. Can I ask you a question?
What?
How many times has it snowed this year and last year
well, it's
in
this
New
year.
York?
La Nina, baby.
And what happened last year? It didn't snow three times last year?
Yeah, but the weather.
Like, listen.
We've gone.
When is the last time it snowed on Christmas?
I was at that Thursday game against Jacksonville in December. The weather was brutal that night. It was awful. It was cold and rain.
That was one.
Sucked.
That was one day. You can get that if you're out there and you got to go to Kansas City in November.
Mm-hmm. They're not getting rain like that, though.
Are you crazy?
That's going to be a little more snow.
Bro,
I
went out there and did the Jaguar game. Yeah. It was freezing.
Yeah, it was cold, but you know when it's cold and rain, like,
bro,
this sucks.
It is the middle of nowhere in Kansas City, Kansas.
Yeah, but he's not living there. He'd be living here.
In New York.
Or living in Vegas.
Do you know how often he'll
Vegas, baby.
You know how often he'll be on the late night show, Colbert, all the stuff he'll be doing after he just lasered somebody. You know how many national games they'll get? Monday night football, Sunday night football. He get to destroy.
Raiders have a big following around the country. They'll get a ton of Monday night games and Sunday night games. Thursday night. Well, Sunday and Monday.
I get that. But what late night show he going on after that?
He's in Vegas. He can do anything.
No. They don't have
Puddle
that.
Jump to L.A.
They don't have that. He can do that right here. Right here. What's that on there? Like the Today Show, Daily Show.
Everything.
All that right here.
He could be in this building.
That's
right?
What I'm saying.
Go on The View.
Do everything.
He Come can on our show.
He can host The View.
Go on with Tamron.
On Tuesdays. He can host it.
Right. He could. Absolutely. Good Morning America. Come on in.
Sitting right there. Whatever he wants.
Right.
It's New York City, man. Vegas is cool to have for a minute.
But can't he do that in Vegas because he could just puddle dump to L.A. and do all the – there's a million shows in L.A.
Yeah, I got
He could host Jeopardy when he wants to from time to time. All good.
Listen, he can do all that from here.
No, he can't. Further away. Burbank is very far away.
There's other stuff here he can do. And he can shoot down to his crib on his off days. Take Woody's jet.
How far is it to Nashville from New York?
Less than 3 hours. Like 2.5 hours.
Sure.
2.5 hours. You at your crib.
Going to have to work it out. All right. Is there a price that's too high? You're saying no.
No, but also, listen, I'm also going to have a contingency plan. Jimmy G is a contingency plan, right?
I think Ryan Tannehill is your contingency plan.
No. That's,
because everything else will be gone. It'll be off the table. If you're waiting on this, it'll be off the table.
No.
No?
No, what I'm saying is I need to know that we're going to do this before the draft.
How are you going to know?
What you mean? We're going to.
Back channel.
Let me tell you something. You know how many contracts about to be done at
something
the combine?
Illegal.
At the combine, most contracts are already done.
Okay.
Some of these contracts were done depending on if you're going to the teams that were coaching.
So
doing,
who's
doing
to say you can't then with the 13th pick make a pick and
you can't,
it's not for you?
Because you can't do that.
Why can't you do that?
Because you can't trade a first-round draft pick.
But I've seen that
done
before.
Year. You can't trade them that year. Who? Who got traded? This ain't basketball. You can't trade the first year. You got to trade. You can't trade somebody the first year of their contract right before you even sign them.
Who drafted Eli Manning?
Yeah, that's true.
You know what I mean?
So then Green Bay is going to make your pick, and y'all going to swap them.
I don't know. I'm just saying. Do you just have that conversation about a player that they want at 13? You pick what they want at 13. Nobody has to know.
But that was a swap. This ain't a swap.
No, I know. I don't know. You're the football guy. I'm asking you a straight up question.
But in the NBA,
this would happen. And we'd have this dopey picture of the guy wearing
two hats.
Wearing the wrong hat and taking pictures and everything else, knowing that in about 20 minutes, you're going to be on somebody else's team.
You know what my
That's the NBA. That's my background. You covered the NFL draft.
Yeah. You know what my contingency plan is?
Is?
I'm still reaching out to Chicago. I'm standing in Chicago's ear.
Because they have the number one pick.
Yeah, like
reset. What did Ryan Poles say? I have to be blown away.
Reset. Trust me, somebody gonna have to throw it a year. Whether it's Bryce Young, C.J. Stroud.
Yeah, Bryce Young's kind of small.
But listen, C.J. Stroud, who showed against Georgia that he can run, that he can throw the ball.
Mm-hmm.
He had his team in there, right?
Yeah.
And he's pretty much the same as Justin Fields, but he reset your clock. and now you get number 13. So you can go get you can go get Will Anderson and CJ Stroud, because CJ Stroud is like the number 11th guy out there.
So
at 13, you can get him.
I want to take Fran of Massapequa because he's a Bears fan, so that's a big part of this conversation. Fran, how are we doing?
What's up, my man? Yeah, you guys are the best, man. You guys together are awesome, man. I just want to say that. It's just great. I mean, as serious as you guys can be, it's so much fun. And you guys always make me laugh. It's just really, really good, man.
Thanks, Fran. Appreciate that.
And I call. I'm a junkie. I call. You know what I mean? I call stations. I'm a sports junkie. When I say you're good, you're pretty much good.
Well, you can come get come get your real fix from us.
That's right.
You know, save your real fix from us. You know, you can just get champagne and
send
alcohol.
Send this man a T-shirt.
Yeah, you get alcohol from them.
I'm a Bears fan, man. Right. Since '84. So a lot of people call me a bandwagon Bears fan back in the day because I love McMahon and the gang. So I had to put my ears in, and sure, I enjoyed '85. But it's been hard, man. A hard road since.
Well, you had Kyle Orton.
But anyway, I really love this kid Fields. And this guy, get this guy Rodgers out of our division. Jets better make any deal they can. Give away 25% of the franchise to the guy. This guy, he's a killer. Hey, and I hate to use that word, but
friend. But isn't CJ Stroud skill set very, very eerily similar to Justin Fields as far as their mannerisms? They come from the same coaching, and you're able to get the ball off, right? You're able to do all that,
absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely. So, 100% right.
So if you can get it,
you know what I'm glad about? I'm glad that the African American quarterback stuck with it and plays their game and didn't change.
Yeah.
I love Lamar. I get goosebumps when I watch a cat like Lamar Jackson run up and down the field and make these morons on defense. Not that I'm just joking.
Yeah, we're morons. I mean, you're right.
I love that. I love a running quarterback. My name is Francis, and I rooted for the greatest quarterback of all time.
Fran Tarkenton.
Man, nobody ran like him, man. So run. Love you guys.
So, Fran, before you go, don't go. Because what I'm saying is, Fran, if you can get Stroud and the 13th pick.
He's trying to get you to trade Fields to the Jets.
You get to reset your clock. And with a young quarterback that you don't have to pay for another 5 years, you got $100 million to go out and get talent.
I know.
And they
can
grow with him. And you get the 13th pick.
Listen, man, I love you, man, and I don't want to go against you, but I don't think I can do it because I think this kid can do it. I don't know.
But you have to pay him. You have to pay him in 3 years.
I'm putting my cash in your hands. I'm going with you. You're the football guy. Yeah. Let's do it. If you say it, I'll do it.
Wow. You know what you just did too, Fran? Thanks for the call. Well, what you just did, he called saying, please trade for Aaron Rodgers. Get him out of my division.
Yeah.
And you just said, how about we take your quarterback instead?
Yeah. and we get Aaron Rodgers out of your
division.
Because remember,
God.
if you get CJ Stroud, it restarts your whole clock. So you got the Bears have $100 million.
Yeah.
And they have some extra draft picks because of the trades that they made, getting rid of Khalil Mack.
I know what you're saying.
So if you can reset the clock with a quarterback that got the same skill set as CJ Stroud, then now you got your quarterback that you're tied to. That's somebody else's quarterback.
You're making the case, but I've got a counter to that because it would, to me, create something in your organization that you'd have to answer and have to figure out pretty quickly. We'll discuss that. We got calls coming up on this. What price is too high to pay for Aaron Rodgers? Bart said the only way they don't get him is if the Jets decide we're not paying that price. That's what he says, despite what Vegas says. Vegas thinks he's going to the Raiders. Bart said the Jets will decide if he's going to New York or not.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.
I check with Mike Tannenbaum.
Okay.
Our resident, of course, front office expert.
Uncle TP.
Yeah. And I asked him just because we were trying to figure this out, you know, could the Jets pick a player for the Packers at 13 and then include him in the trade after June 1st? He said that would be difficult to do, but I said, would it be possible? And he gave me the thumbs up. So, okay. So he said, if a team changes their mind, you'd be stuck with a player you don't want to have. That's the only problem, is that it doesn't come with a guarantee. And that's what Ernie Accorsi said in his book. I want to give Tommy P credit for that on Twitter, because he said Ernie, of course, he wrote about, obviously, in his book about the Giants, and he said in that Eli deal with Phillip Rivers is that he said it was a risk because the Chargers could have just said, you know what, we're not doing it, changed their mind. There's no, like, you make a handshake deal, but it's because it's kind of like a, you know, back channel deal, the league can't hold them to it. So that's the only problem is, so in April you're going to make a pick, and in June the Packers be like, yeah, you know what? We don't really want him.
Yeah, Favre said he loves us.
You know what I mean? And if that happens, now you're stuck with a player you didn't really want.
Yeah.
At 13.
He knows you didn't want him too.
Well,
a lot of us was somebody's third pick.
So it's doable. All I need to know is it's doable. That's all I needed to know.
All right, Eli Phillip Rivers.
So you could do it. But what price would be too high to pay? Nick in Center Reach. What's up, Nick?
Hey, what's up, guys? I got two questions for you guys.
Mm-hmm.
First question is, do you guys think it's better for the Jets to go after Derek Carr because he's only 31 years old compared to Aaron Rodgers being 39 years old? They got a young team already. Probably don't have to give up as much for Aaron Rodgers. And then my next question is, who should get more money this offseason, Josh Jacobs or Saquon Barkley?
I mean, he's got Saquon because he does so much more, right? I mean, you know, he has that Christian McCaffrey type of ability. I don't know if Josh Jacobs has displayed the consistency of being able to catch the ball at a high level. Saquon did it at his rookie year, and he did it this year. Now, Josh Jacobs has shown he's durable, and that's important. But, you know, Saquon is the bigger name as well. So I just think that Saquon, the entire brand, he's like a CEO of your company. He's a guy that you're going to sell tickets. It's a lot more value that comes, I believe, with Saquon Barkley. Wherever he goes, he's a superstar. Even though he may not, you can say, oh, well, Kareem Hunt is better. Or not Kareem Hunt, Nick Chubb is better. He's a guy that's going to sell tickets. And ultimately, if it comes down to the business part, the talent is equal, you go with the guy that's the bigger box office draw.
Mm-hmm.
And what about Derek Carr? You think – Derek Carr, like, I don't think Derek,
because that's more immediate, right? Yeah. That would address the problem now, and then you wouldn't have to worry about waiting on the Rodgers situation. Yeah, you would address the need immediately.
But it also depends on if you got to trade for him, because then you're responsible for that $40 million kicker.
Yeah.
So that's the thing. You want to give this dude a $40 million signing bonus? Like, and also, like, he does it, that means that the experiment with the Zach Wilson experiment is over with. And who's to say he doesn't go somewhere and become Geno Smith and you regret it?
And that's why when you said about the Jets and Justin Fields, all right, that's what I mean. That now if that's a hypothetical that I'm not, I don't believe the Bears are going to do, but you're painting that possibility.
Well, the Jets did it.
So yes, you're right. And I'm gonna just counter with this. If the Jets did that, you would have to get rid of Zach Wilson.
Yeah, you would.
Because that's the same draft class guy.
Mm-hmm.
You're out of the Zach Wilson business.
It's okay.
It's
okay when you say okay.
Because that creates a really awkward situation.
Yeah, but it's okay if you say, hey, I got a player that I know can play. At least I know he can run for 1,000 yards.
Mm-hmm.
With Breece Hall, I'll take that. He can be Justin. He can be Jalen Hurts. Fields can be Jalen Hurts easy. Same skill set, ability to do the same thing. And I would argue that.
But Bart, how bad does it
that
look?
That Fields has a better play. It don't matter.
It looks bad that you would then, after passing on this guy in the draft, to take this guy.
Yep.
I'm going to give up more draft capital to get the guy I could have gotten without even giving up anything, just picking him with the number 2 pick.
I tell you
how bad does that look?
I tell you what.
It's terrible.
I tell you what. If you find out he's available and somebody else get him, you're going to feel like a dummy because you're going to have Tyrese Haliburton all over again. You're going to have Donovan Mitchell all over again. And how does that look watching him become a star when you knew that you had an opportunity to get him and you could have got him twice and you passed on him twice? Now you get to watch him go shine and be the guy that you thought he could be and you had a chance to get him. You watch somebody else get him. You're watching him. What's the football equivalent of Indianapolis? He goes to Indianapolis.
Tell you what.
So he's in there looking like the Pacers right now.
I got to tell you.
You look at Tyler Hattenberg and he's saying, hey, thank you, Wally. Thank you for pushing my stock up. I'm the man in this piece. Because guess what? No, I don't care how you get him. You think that the San Francisco 49ers are mad that they got Brock Purdy and they may have found their future quarterback. Meanwhile, they wasted all that. It don't matter. They got him.
You have a gift. That was good. That was good. Because making the Donovan Mitchell, Tyrese Haliburton comparison there, that resonated. You're right. Who cares?
Who cares how you get him? As long as you get him.
You made a mistake with a draft pick.
I'm sorry. Justin
don't
Fields,
double down by
I'm
making
sorry.
Another mistake by not getting that player. Anyway, it's a good point. All right. We got the Power Hour coming up.
Ooh, man, oh, yeah. Time is flying.
Yeah,
man.
Yeah. This has been a quick show. 800
I like when we do hood rat shows.
377.
Just make it up.
Was this a hood rat show?
Yeah, it's a hood rat show.
It's been, right?
Yeah.
Well, we're going to have fun in the next hour because there's a little bit of argument we had on the group chat this morning, like a debate, and it was fun, and we'll get into something about that I'll give you in a moment. But I do want to remind you, though, it is the New York Islanders' 50th anniversary season, and it continues with celebrations and giveaways all season long at beautiful UBS Arena. ESPN New York wants to make you part of this historic season. Enter to win two free tickets to see the Islanders take on the Ottawa Senators on Valentine's night, February 14th. Just download the ESPN New York app, scroll the contest, and submit your entry. For full contest rules, go to ESPNNewYork.com. Be sure to visit NewYorkIslanders.com for team news, tickets, and more. And catch every Islanders game live on the Islanders stream, heard only on the ESPN New York app. So as LeBron goes for Kareem's record, all-time scoring record in NBA history, he could get it tonight, 36 points. He could do it tonight. But he's going to get it. We know this. So the question I have is, what's the greatest scoring record in sports? Now, that means points in basketball, touchdowns in football, goals in hockey, and home runs in baseball. Which of the four would you say that's the best one?
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.